Our scripture lesson today comes from Matthew. It's chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. If you are tired from carrying heavy burdens, come to me and I will give you rest. Take the yoke I give you. Put it on your shoulders and learn from me. I am gentle and humble and you will find rest. This yoke is easy to bear and this burden is light. You know, it's during the hard times that my mind will quickly turn to the Lord. You know, when everything's going good, everything's going great, I'm not too worried about my work or relationships, and, well, I just party on, but you let things get dark, discouraging, I'm on my knees. I think that's true for most of us, and because of that, I've learned to give praise in dark times. See, thank you, Lord, that you bring me close to you in times of fear or anxiety. Because it is only in you that I can really find inner peace, true peace that only you can give. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That peace, I call it crazy peace. It's that peace that comes in the middle of chaos. How could I possibly have peace in the middle of upheaval? And yet there it is. It's a stillness, a knowing, a tenderness. And it's deep in your soul and it radiates his precious love. It's in the dark times that I'm desperate for him. He can use those dark times to pull us to him, to make us stop and pray and seek his face. And for those who don't know our Lord, it is a time of going down every wrong road trying to find peace, only to discover the roads are a blind end. The Lord is there always wooing them back to him. You know, as Pastor Rick Warren writes, a breakdown is always a door to a breakthrough. That is the truth. So knowing this, let's apply it to our relationships. So when my own family members or close friends experience depression or anxiety, as we all do, they may pull back, not call or correspond or text you or, you know, a call or be in person. And it's then that we praise God for using that time to pull them to him. It's in those times of not knowing what to do and where to turn that he will sit a little closer and whisper a little louder. So thank you, Lord, for good times as well as desperate and dark times. In all of our lives, when we get tired and we get in despair and betrayal, let us turn to you, the giver of peace, the maker and lover of our souls. We will praise your name. And from John chapter 14, verse 7, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. So let not your hearts be troubled, and neither let them be afraid. Amen and amen.